Orlando by Virginia Woolf, read by Claire Higgins. Chapter 1. He, for there could be no doubt of his sex, though the fashion of the time did something to disguise it, was in the act of slicing at the head of a moor which swung from the rafters. It was the colour of an old football, and more or less the shape of one, save for the sunken cheeks and a strand or two of coarse, dry hair, like the hair on a coconut. Orlando's father, or perhaps his grandfather, had struck it from the shoulders of a vast pagan who had started up under the moon in the barbarian fields of Africa. And now it swung, gently, perpetually, in the breeze which never ceased blowing through the attic rooms of the gigantic house of the lord who had slain him. Orlando's fathers had ridden in fields of asphodel, and stony fields, and fields watered by strange rivers, and they had struck many heads of many colours off many shoulders, and brought them back to hang from the rafters. So too would Orlando, he vowed. But since he was 16 only, and too young to ride with them in Africa or France, he would steal away from his mother and the peacocks in the garden, and go to his attic room, and there lunge and plunge and slice the air with his blade. Sometimes he cut the cord, so that the skull bumped on the floor and he had to string it up again, fastening it with some chivalry almost out of reach, so that his enemy grinned at him through shrunk black lips triumphantly. The skull swung to and fro, for the house, at the top of which he lived,